HKX Mobile.
KO4HKX, W4DHAW. Good morning, Patrick.
Dave, hope you're having a good start to your day.
I am. I just got a contact with Australia. I got a bunch of them that I haven't hit before, like Chile last night. But I was wondering about your transformer thing. That lady has a killing running, pulling high amperage off of that that transformer. And when it's running, that's when you get the noise. Is that the way you're thinking it might turn out to be?
That's what I'm thinking, but I haven't been able to prove it yet.
That sounds like under a load it could be noisy, but not under such a heavy load it's not noisy. That sounds perfectly viable.
I can think of that will make it come and go like that, because it doesn't matter if it's raining or anything like that. It tends to be more daytime oriented, is what I've found. Typically, she's not doing it at night, I guess.
Because that would be kind of dangerous, leaving that running. I know they have to leave them running for long periods of time, right? Did she agree to, like, keep you abreast of when she's using it, when she's not using it, just so that you can find out what the problem is?
I have not approached her about it yet. I will try to do that here in the next day or so, but I'm just, at this point, assuming that that's what's happening.
Yeah, if that turns out to be the case, you can let the power company know. They would probably appreciate it because they're wasting energy, and that's before the meter rather than after the meter. After the meter, waste it all you want. But before the meter, that comes out of their pocket. So they're kind of happy if you let them know that. Usually they'll be a little more responsive if you let them know that it's acting up like that on their dime.
Yeah, but how do you approach them to get them to understand that when you just call the regular office? I don't. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
All we had to do for airplanes, and multiple times, is just go over there near it with a receiver and show them the static noise. It's the same demo, the same video that you have. That's all we ever had to do with airplanes. Back when we were using 70 megahertz, we used to have to do that. Or 72 megahertz, we used to have to do that. But anymore, they're not issues. And when they came out, they would tell us that they hunt for that stuff, right? They spend money trying to find it. So you're saving them money. If that person that you're talking to isn't doing that, isn't telling you that, then you got the wrong person at the power company.
Years ago when I was working on vehicles, and I still keep in contact with him, we kind of make friends. I think he's an actual engineer or does the line prep for Duke Power in my area. So I thought about calling him and contacting him with who to get first.
That might be a good idea. They might have stuff on their webpage, too, that tells you about that, you know, where to report line problems. I don't know. Are you using Duke Energy? As big as they are, I would suspect that they've got something on their webpage that tells you who to contact in case he doesn't know. He might know. He might point you right to the right place, but if he doesn't. Anyway, I won't keep you. I was just curious about that and glad that you're finally starting to get to the bottom of what's going on there.
Expected it for a while, but like I said, haven't been able to prove anything. That's about the furthest I've got is what you have there, and just all new to me.
Well, you're on the right path. Anyway, I won't keep you. I got to jump up from 30 meters to, what's the next hop up? Let's see here. 30 meters to 20 meters. Okay, maybe catch some gray line. Anyway, be careful out there. Have a good day. Maybe I'll talk to you again today. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
See you this morning, Dave. W4DJW, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73.
And good morning, Patrick, and 4-3, okay. station. I was in a real low spot, but what was it you think the lady is using in her house that puts it under a load like that?
For drying pottery.
If it's an electric one, that might do it.
I'm going to talk to her probably next week because I had a long week this week and got to go to the Charlotte Friday to get my taxes done. So, joy. So, we'll approach it next week and see what I can do with her.
What I meant by that was if she is using an electric kiln, it would put a load on it. And if their equipment was working properly, it shouldn't make a difference. If the power company's equipment. So, yeah, that might be it.
I don't know what else to say about it because it's so random. Mostly during the daytime, especially like when I'm only noticing when I'm home on the weekend is when I notice it the most. So I'm just trying to figure out where to start with this.
Go over and tell her, hey, I think, the power company's equipment is malfunctioning, and the next time you run your kiln, could you let me know, or when you're not running it, and, you know, check it that way, and that way you can get an idea if that's what's causing it, and then you can call the power company, and I agree with what Dave said. They'll be happy to fix it. They want to know about those kind of things.
Dude, it's just, how do you get the person on the help desk to understand what they're looking for? Hey, I think your power lines interfere with my AM radio.
I recognize you there, KD2 station. Probably would just say something to the effect of, it's causing interference with my equipment in my house. At certain times of the day, we think we've narrowed down what, you know, the load being drawn on it. And when there's a load, it's causing interference. But N4Z, okay, go ahead to the other station.
It's KD2KWS, Mark here. Work for a cable company over here in Clemson, Seneca. We regularly have to work with the power company to resolve issues like that. But if you drop RFI in there, use that. Because they're not going to know what you're talking about, but they're going to assume that you do. And they'll get a lineman in touch with you to come out there and work with you. Just tell them you have an RFI issue, and they're bound by law to come out there and fix it. And it's probably causing the cable company issues, too.
I don't think anybody really has cable up through there. It's there, but I don't think anybody uses it. But, yeah, I appreciate that info, and I'll have to try and look into that and get it done.
73.
And I appreciate the info. N4ZLK.
Appreciate that info, and always welcome to come in. KO4HKX.
I'm getting ready to bounce out of the truck here. I'm staying here and rag you, but get you guys. Get you guys in the morning. It's KWS.
Shane, so you had a pretty good night, other than getting tired.
Smooth. Coming back up in South Carolina this morning, there was a CTF consolidated or CFT consolidated freight lines or something. I think that's what it was. It was a set of doubles. He was, his rear trailer was still standing, but his front trailer and his cab was flipped over on the interstate. The rear trailer was, it was kind of half on the road and half off. I don't know what happened, but I think he swerved to the left because it looked like there was some torn up dirt on the left side and then went back across the road and flipped over.
Nobody got hurt. The rest of that stuff can be replaced.
Hope he was all right, too. I didn't see any paramedics or anything, but the time I went by it, they already had two wreckers out there trying to pull it back up on its wheels. They were just getting started with that, so... But he was down on the passenger side, so probably would have gotten thrown around a little bit, I'm sure.
And imagine all the loose stuff in the cab, just the small, your cell phone flying around in there. How bad that's going to hurt.
One of our guys laid one over one time. The car was, it hit the wall and then stopped in the middle of the interstate. It was a black car, and they didn't have any lights on it. And he came up on it, and there was another truck beside him. So he ended up clipping the car, and as he was trying to swerve and flipped over the front set like that, and his cab and his first trailer. And he was sore for a few days, but he was okay.
Well, Shane, I am getting ready to pull into my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s. I hope you have a good trip on into the house and get you some rest and enjoy your day off. Okay, we'll pull HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Good day. You must be near Whitehorse Road somewhere. Came in booming on the reverse. Have a good day. N4ZLK Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
Pretty fast. N4ZLK.
I forgot he wasn't going to be there this week, so that didn't take long.
53
right now.
Thought you were closer than that. Okay. You're coming in really strong on the input, so I thought it was Wednesday. I thought maybe you were over this way.
Get back on 123 right now.
Jeep shop there at the intersection of 153 and 123.
I seen it there the other day. I'd forgotten all about it. Not been paying attention. I didn't forgot or seen it the other day. But do they even work on anything, or are they just a sales shop?
Yeah, I just have seen it as, you know, as I drove by, saw the signs for it. So I just kind of assumed it was like a custom place where they would do modifications and things, but I could be wrong.
I don't know if they're just selling parts or actually doing the work.
Drawing some business up for you there, Patrick.
I take all of it I can get.
Going back to the doctor this morning. She got something going on, some other issue, and I don't know if it's from the surgery or what, but I think she's got some kind of knot in there, and it's been causing her some pain. She's been healing from the surgery, but this is starting to get more and more noticeable every day and more tender, so if you think about her, hopefully this won't be anything serious. 4ZLK.
Yeah, clear. 7-3, Shane.
And say, as I was saying, Marty,
he's not about that.
I've seen it a damn 100 times. As I'm between those rocks and the damn glass house, he's dangerous.
He's
told people stuff he does. It just makes me sick.
Yeah, as I was saying, it seems like,
guys on 75 majors this morning, so I don't know who was rebroadcasting that. But anyway, good morning, everybody. This is David, KF4NXY.
B5MFC, KD5PCB Mobile.
B5MFC, go ahead.
The chance today, can you go out in the garage and check the plugs to see that it's not tripped or anything? I got no charge last night. Pay attention to driving. KD5 PCB Mobile.
PCB W5 MFC.
B.
We're still running, but the Jeep charger was tripped.
But I only had 1% when I got in the car, and, well, you know, that's gone.
And the juicer, the 220 fired up, maybe work on that this weekend.
And it charged a lot quicker, too. Probably would give it the full charge, unlike what it's doing now, but it's all good.
You drive, and just remind me about that, will, because I mean, I bought the thing, the juicer, 8 months ago. It's still sitting on top of the freezer, so looked that up and now saw that problem, and it won't be on that line. Short, W5MFC.
KD5PCB mobile.
KO4PXB.
KB4FCM. DIW4FCM.
N4HHC.
What's it nice and early, W4FCM?
Catch that, Fred, say that again.
Good morning, good to hear you so nice and early, W4FCM.
Very good, yeah, I just dropped my daughter off at the Asheville Airport, so made a run to the airport this morning, headed back.
Stay out of the rain, some scattered showers, nothing big, but nice and mild. Grassy's cutting soon, Warren, so I'm looking forward to that. W4FCM.
Definitely got a red morning here in the sky, so take warning, I guess, is the saying. Over.
Pacific, the weather guy, WYUL, the saloon say, when something meets red, time to get under the bed. Always will say. So, yeah, well, be careful, Warren, and always good to hear you. W4FCM.
Please, Fred. You have a good day. N4HHC.